Blog Talk Radio.
and gentlemen all across the globe, welcome to Mind of God's Ministries, ladies and gentlemen, with Minister Jerice Miles. She'll be coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome to the program. We're so excited for you and what God is going to do today. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call in, 347-843-4559. This is the global network of the Mind of God Ministries, ladies and gentlemen, with Sister Jerice Miles, ladies and gentlemen, coming up soon. 347, the number, 347-843-4559. We're so excited about you being with us today for those listening live and those listening later on as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want to let you know, too, that the programming here, Mind of God Ministries with Minister Jerice Miles, will be here every third Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, of the month, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Lord willing, we'll be here ministering and giving praise to God on the network as well. Matter of fact, let's just get a Lord another hand clap of praise for Minister Miles and the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, just a little bit about Minister Miles' bio here. I want to give you some information before we release the mic to her. Ladies and gentlemen, Minister Miles, married for over 30 years. Ladies and gentlemen, her husband has passed in the Lord in 2014. Mother of four beautiful children, grandmother of 10 grandchildren. That's powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Minister has also accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior at the age of 14. We better give God a hand clap of praise for that right there. Amen. 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 Minister Miles was called into the ministry at age 19, pastored for 10 years, ladies and gentlemen, has traveled around the United States in the gospel of the Lord and outside the country as well, has and is touching the world through radio, television, internet, and social media today as well, ladies and gentlemen, understands and believes the power of healing and reaching out to the hurting women and families all across the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, also, this is the Mind of God Ministries, and I introduce to some and present to others Minister Jerice Miles. God bless you, Minister. Bless you.
God bless you, Elder. Amen. Thank you so much for that introduction. Amen. I feel so honored to be in the service of the Lord, just to be one of his soldiers, amen, in this great army. And I am just so happy to meet, amen, men and women across the country that's on fire and standing for the Lord. Welcome to the Mind of God Ministries, Got Those Eyes. Amen. I'm your host, amen, Pastor Jerice Miles, and I greet you with love. Amen. I greet you with much love today. Amen. We always want to start our show off with love. Many ask, what is love? You know, some people try to be smart about it, and, you know, because some people don't really want to embrace love or been hurt by love, they challenge what is love. But we want to give you a definition, a working definition that the Lord has given to me. Amen. And he said, love is the ability to show God. Love is the ability to show God. As a reminder to the household of faith, the body of Christ, and to those that may be coming into the faith, we want you to know that everywhere you go in life, the eyes of God is on you. Yeah, yep, you got a stalker. You got somebody that's stalking you. That's why we title our program, Got Those Eyes. Amen. All right, he's everywhere. It says, behold, the eyes of the Lord is in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Now that that can be a good thing for you, that can be a bad thing for you, depending on your life in the end. Oh, yeah, there's a life hereafter. Amen. Before we get into our show today, I want to read this poem to my ladies, who may be listening all over the world, amen, to those, amen, that may be up, may be down, praise God, whatever your status in life, I want to share this poem. The Lord gave me this poem over 20 years ago, amen. And this is what I wrote. I'll never forget it. I was sitting at my desk when I was working. I worked at that time for a company out in Big Beaver. Amen. And I was just sitting at my computer, and the Lord gave it to me. I said, "Hey, ladies in white, those who shine like the light, how do you shine so bright? Who looks just like that light? What light did you say? The light of the world, the sun that shines so bright. Yes, that glorious sun that shines so bright, light of the world, who shines ever so bright. Jesus Christ is that light." Amen. And we do walk in that light. Amen. Those that are in the light of God, amen, show God. And we bless God today. Amen. I have a special guest here with me that I will introduce a little later on in the show. And I'm telling you, I'm so excited about this woman. I'm so excited about her life. And before I get all into it and overboard and want to give all her accolades, amen, we're going to hold off for a few moments. And we want to look at some things that's going on in my city. My city is Detroit, Michigan. Amen. And I left Detroit in 2006 due to my marriage going south. Amen. But the Lord has allowed me to step back over into this. I'm going to call it a great city. All our cities is kind of demonic. But, amen, it's the city that God have us in. And you know what's so awesome? What's awesome is just as bad as we have ungodly people in our city, we have godly people in our city as well. And I'm so happy to be called a child of God and want to be one of those. Okay, so in our city, our first thing I want to do is give a shout out to the city workers and our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for the outstanding job. Amen. Of paving 8 Mile going east. Now, it's a bit of an inconvenience because of all of this trafficking and all that stuff. Well, you know how they have that construction going on. But the other day I was riding, I think I had just crossed Hoover, if I'm not mistaken, and I noticed how smooth the roads was. And I'm like, wow, this is so beautiful and so smooth. So I thought about it. I said, well, when I get on my show, I'm going to shout out. She may never get to hear this. And the city workers, amen, may not never know. But it was just a delight to be able to drive down that stretch of the street, amen, and it was smooth. Then, of course, I also I'd like to give them outstanding. I'm gonna give them a hand. Outstanding, amen. For what the governor wants our city streets fixed, and I'm telling you, she's fixing them everywhere. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, sometimes it's just like nerve wracking. But when it gets done, I'm telling you, it's just a smooth drive. It's really, really nice. Okay, but I'm gonna also ask the city, amen, and the city workers and the mayor, and excuse me, and the governor too, maybe even the mayor, amen, a shout out to the mayor too. The street, Miller Street going west, because I was coming from the east going, you know, headed home. But it is all in potholes and it's just horrible driving on that street. So maybe they'll get to that street and fix it as well. But thank you for the 8 Mile area, the one that I take more often. Thank you, because those potholes over there on Miller is just horrible. But maybe they'll get to them. Amen. Then I want to talk about a little bit about the gas prices. I don't know how it is in your city. I guess everybody pretty much the same. But in our city, I was on we have a street called Van Dyke, and I live on one end, but I had to go down on the other end. And I'm telling you, I was kind of lazy that day, and I had to get to work, and I was like, man, I just don't want to stop and get no gas, right? So I saw the gas prices had went down to $1.99. but it's a catch to it. That's the cash. But I thought I had the cash, you know, but I just couldn't do it. I just wanted to get where I was going. So I had to make another stop, and I needed gas. And so I had to stop at the gas station this time. And the gas station coming up off of 94 and Van Dyke, $2.19. So when I get into, praise the Lord, when I get into the gas station, I said to the gas attendant, I said, do you know the gas down there on Van Dyke down the other end is $1.99? And you're charging me $2.19. But amen, it seemed like this gas gouging, it's just horrible. You know, you can go one gas station right here, $1.99, and the next one, $2.19. Come on, y'all. Amen. But I think I do see the gas prices going down on a good note. And then I want to discuss just briefly, I'm not into the Black Lives movement, you know, Black Lives Matter movement. Lives does matter. Black lives does matter. Black lives, amen to God, does matter. Amen. But I'm not into that movement. But I would like to say to some of you who may be into that movement, you may did the marches or whatever, to the Black Lives Movement, give our young people the solution to be helpers to one another. You know, after, because what happens with the younger generation, and when I say younger, because I'm soon be 62, so anybody under 45 is younger to me, okay? So in that, what they call them, the millennium, in that area, and, our babies that's coming up that get involved in this, the first thing that happens is it shows them hatred. It put hatred in their heart towards, you know, the white man. And although they've done us horrible, although we went through that slavery, I mean, it's just was vicious. There was times, and I guess, you know, under certain circumstance, it still is. They play, you know, who they'll get a job to, who they'll get a promotion to, who they'll give, you know, the increase to. I imagine that stuff still, you know, is in existence. But by the same token, when you don't give our young people, our millennials, a solution also to be helpers one to another, let me give you a case in point. I was talking to a couple of fellas, and praise the Lord, these fellas, they were telling me stuff that I didn't know, you know, about our Black culture and where we come from and our history and how America got started and what America did and all of that. That's great. That's fine. That's fabulous. I'll take it. You know, I'm always open to learn and I'm always open to have, you know, an open mind. So I'm listening. But I said to them, but what are you going to do to change it? What's your solution? You should have heard some of their answers. Well, one young boy I was talking to, I say, well, let's do this. Since we know all of this and since we know how the white people is treating us and all that, and you are saying that the solution is to get all the Black people together and we have our own community, our own city, our own this, our own that. I say, you know, that's already really been tried. To put a pin right there for a second, I don't care, young people, where you go in life, you're going to run into a Caucasian. You're going to run into a white person. You can believe that. And I know they say that we are the Jews own all this stuff. We know they own the television stations and all this. But let me try to get something in your head when I'm trying to say Black Lives Matter to please help these children. So I told one young man, I say, well, let's do this. I say, why don't you get you three young people, three young Black men that you can teach and that you can pour into and, you know, teach them what you just told me and also teach them how to become the next entrepreneur, how to become the next, you know, senator or whatever. His solution was he didn't think that was his place. Because he said he would need certified teachers. to start a school. I say, well, if you go ahead and start with maybe three people, you know, and you keep building, maybe a certified teacher might see what you're doing and might come along and say, hey, I'll come in, and even though you don't have money to pay me, I'll come in and I'll tutor or I'll educate. But no, he said that wasn't his place, that wasn't his job. So many of these millennials, the issue is they are getting that march and they are protesting all that. Some of them can't even buy a house. And we ain't even talking about when you try to buy it through credit. We're not talking about that. We're not even talking about when you're trying to get a mortgage. Okay, you already said that you don't want to deal with the white man. You don't want to deal with their system. You don't want to deal with their setup. You don't want to deal with the way things are. You don't even have a bank account. My goodness. Let's cut out the mortgage company. You don't even have $5,000 at your house where you can take and buy. We have a lot of houses in Detroit, you know, that you could call a fixer-upper. You can't even go and do a fixer-upper. You have no money. Watch this one. You don't even have a driver's license. So all I'm trying to say in a nutshell, those out there that are pushing Black Lives Matter, and it does, please give our young people a solution to want to help others succeed. I asked another brother on occasion, I said, well, what you going to do? Great, great artists, great skills. He said he ain't going to do nothing. He's going to wait for his daughter to grow up, who was an eight-month-old baby, and he's going to pour it into her. How is that helping the situation at all? See? So that's the point I'm trying to make with this Black Lives Matter. Please, after you've done all that, come back along and show these children how to be helpers one to another. Amen. All right, now we want to go and look in our news. Amen. There's some things that's transpiring in the news that is very sad, but it's true. It's very heartbreaking. You know, it's just devastating. But we want to share some of it with you. They say that there's a dad who refused to break the window to save his toddler. Locked in a hot car. That's what the police said. The reason why I brought that out is because this man said that he had just bought a new car, and in buying this new car, he couldn't afford for the window to be broken. They say that what happened was he had locked his baby in the car in California. He had locked his baby in the car. And mind you, they said they had been having record-breaking hot temperatures there. So he flagged down the police and asked the police to come over and help him. And the police told him that he would have to break the window. He said he couldn't break the window. So he also asked the police to let him use his phone to call his insurance company. He calls his insurance company, and his insurance company tell him, mind you, the baby is in this hot car. We don't know how long the baby been in before he flagged the police down. So now the insurance company tell him how much it would cost to get the window broke, and he said no, he couldn't afford that. Then they say he asked to call his brother. In the meantime, they're trying to negotiate and trying to talk to this barbaric man to break that window, amen, to get this toddler out. And lo and behold, thanks, I'm so sorry to, you know, be the bearer of bad news, but when they pulled the baby out, the baby was dead. You know, we say that we're sharing love, and love is the ability to show God. This man here had no love for himself. He had no love for God, and he had no love for his child, because who cares about a window if my baby is in there suffocating? So moving on, and we're still talking about love because we always want to bring love in. Amen. A 43-year-old Dearborn Heights man kills, listen to this, his mother and his sister. Where is the love? Where is it? And I know it all might sound bad and it might sound negative, but we got to look at how people's hearts are so cold and so callous. It would have been horrible for him to kill his sister. But to kill your mother, too, they said it was some kind of altercation. How can we get to such an altercation where we want to kill our own mother? When the Word of God teaches us, those of us that embrace God and embrace doctrine, He said to love your mother and your father, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Obey them, love them, cherish them. We live in such a cold, callous world. The next one, this happened October the 1st, 2020. I just wanted to marinate a little bit. Just this month, a six-year-old was killed execution style, which means he was shot in the head. I mean, just how can you be so barbaric? How can you be so godless, so heartless? And then the father was found shot in the head and burned in a rental car. And they say that they believe that that was over drugs. Saints of God, I cry out to you. I know that some of you may have children that's in that world. I just thank God He's been good to me. Far as I know, my children are not caught up in that, drug world. That drug world is vicious, y'all. It's dog eat dog. It's just when you take the drug, it makes you feel wanted and needed and on high and escape. But you don't know what the enemy is going to do in your mind at the time that you take drugs or ecstasy or whatever it is, crack, cocaine, or whatever. And so right now I want to stop and offer a word of prayer for those who may be lost in that world. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we grace your throne. Oh, God, we grace your mercy. Oh, God, we grace your love and kindness. And we pray for those parents. We pray, Lord God, for those mothers and fathers and who may have children that are caught up in that dark world, that selfish world, that world of you get yours and I'll get mine and it's all about me and it's hard times and I got to do what I got to do. And then they end up, oh God, with a cold heart. They end up with callous hearts. I pray for mothers and fathers who are love the Lord, who have to deal with their children, who decided, oh God, to step into that world, oh God, of darkness. And, oh God, they have to deal with their children, oh God, that are locked up in prison, behind prison bars, because they chose to walk away from godliness and they chose to walk away from their mother's instructions and they chose to walk away from their daddy's guidance. I pray for those, oh God, who are caught up in that barbaric world, that you would bring them out. I've seen you do it before. You brought some of my family members out of that dark place. Father, bring that mother that's crying out, I want my son. I want my child to be saved. I want my child to come to know Jesus. I want my child to walk in holiness and righteousness. That one that's crying out, God, oh God, for your will to be done in their child's life. We pray for them now in Jesus' name. Amen. We have so much to be thankful for, those of us who don't have to deal with that. So we pray. We pray. And we bless those who are having a hard time. And, of course, that we're praying for that mother. She said when the man, they caught her, when the man took her child's life, she said they took her life. And we can feel for her. I do. My heart goes out to those mothers that are having their children snatched away from them. I heard a preacher, and a preacher was saying, and it's so true, it's saying that the elders, the elderly, the older people are outliving the younger people. I mean, we've seen so much since COVID been out, since March until now, we've heard of so many children dying, 17, 16, 6. Four. I believe it happened here in Detroit. The little four-year-old boy was getting up, going to in the middle of the night, got him a little snack, and somebody came drive-by shooting, and the little boy on his way back to his bed shot dead. The grandmother just devastated. You know, so we have to have a heart of love. And I know all this might sound negative, but we have to have a heart of love and show compassion to those that are hurting. I believe the scripture says that when one hurt, we all hurt, especially if we are in the body of Christ. And this is a dark, this is the dark side of life. This is the you know, we're in a dark, and I keep saying it, vicious, barbaric world. But yet, while we have to coexist with evil, we have a good side of life as well. And I have a guest with me today, amen, Minister Lorraine Fuqua. Amen. She has been with me and a mother, amen, to me in the gospel since 2099. I got all my numbers mixed up here. 1998, I believe she's been with me, and I tell you, she have covered me. I can't say enough about her. She loves to give. She's just a giver to her heart. Praise God. I'm gonna get ready to introduce her brother Kevin. Her name is Minister Lorraine Fuqua. She got ordained under my ministry. Amen. And I can remember how we met. She was standing at the bus stop outside of our church building, and I was fishing. Fishing for souls. Amen. And I asked her where she was going, and she began to share with me. She said, I'm going to church. I said, where your church? And she told me where her church was, way down there on Charlevoix somewhere. I said, well, why don't you just come in and fellowship with us? Amen. And I believe she came in, and I tell you, I'm going to let her share some. But we have been sharing this great gospel together, and we've shared ups and downs. And I love you so much. Happy Sweetie's Day, Minister Lorraine Fuqua.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. First, giving honor to Christ is the head of my life. My minister, Pastor Miles, and to the blessed man to give us this precious time to give glory to God. I heard these words a long time ago. Give me my flowers while I live so I can see the beauty that they bring. And that's what I want to do today. Talk about the woman of God. This woman, God sent woman, is named Pastor Therese Miles. She's a preacher and teacher of God's word, not man. She read the Bible to us, and she helped us to read it for ourselves. God's will and commandments and his promises for our life. This woman of God ministered to all our needs, sometimes as a mother or grandmother, and always as a friend. She's a person that you can see the God's work in her and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. But not so good that she never has to ask God for forgiveness or that of others. Not so good that she don't have to be understood as well as to understand. Because over the years, I have seen this God-given woman go through her darkest hours when the one she loved the most on this earth has broken her heart. When she passed the test of faith, it's one thing to have faith when everything's going right. But I saw her lie on her face and call out to God with praise and thanks in the darkest hours of her life. And she told me, whatever happens in your life, God is in the plan. Because I see God in this woman of God. You may or may not see the God in her, but Pastor Miles is not to be judged by your eyes, but by the God that sent her. There are some men that don't think that God sent women to minister his words. But God sends who he will to do his work for his glory, not ours. And praise his holy name. Some flowers for you today, Pastor Miles. And for the minister to give us this time to praise God's holy name.
Amen. Amen. I think that is just, I just be in awe, you know, how people love you. And I thank you, Mother, that you love me and you shown me that you love me. And you've always given, you always shared with me everything. I remember when you said, I prayed and asked God for some money so I could take you shopping. I remember we went shopping. Amen. Shoppers World, Shoppers World, which is no longer in the city of, I think they still have one, but they don't have the clothes like they used to have. Mother, I remember this. I'll never forget it. When my husband walked away and my water heater had went out, praise God, and I didn't know how. Oh, what we were going to do, it was you that bought that water heater. I just thank God for how you have been an example to women. Amen. How you've shown so much love. How you've shown so much love and concern and compassion for others. And you're always willing to give your last. So my prayer is that God would do exceedingly abundantly, above all that you can ask or think, because you're not a selfish person, you know. And where did you get that from? I mean, you're just not selfish. Talk to us about not being selfish and women, and tell us how we can, you know, have that same character.
It comes from God, because God is love.
Amen.
I gave my life to Christ when I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And I had a mother and a father in the ministry. They carried us to church Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. We went to Sunday school, Bible class, BTU, usher board, anything that was going on at the church, we were there.
Amen. Amen.
And I was taught upon a lot of different ministers, but no one liked it.
God bless you, Mother. God bless you.
You taught us that God is love.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
You taught us that a pastor is more than just a preacher.
Mm.
You have to take care of your members' needs other than teaching them. Sometimes the children be hungry. The older people, they don't have no medicine. And you are a woman of God, and you will look out for all your medicine. Members, whatever their need is. That's why I love you so. And I thank you. God was putting you in my life, and that you taught me and you ordained me to be a minister.
Amen.
And I thank him each and every day.
Amen.
That you came back from Florida and come back in my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we can lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And give him all the glory, all the power, and all the glory.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. You know, Mother, in today's society, again, without me, millennials, our young people, they are, you know, have been deceived to believe they do give. Don't get me wrong, but a lot of times they have been so deceived to believe that, you know, I'm not going to give nobody my last, or I'm sorry, you know, this just the way it is. You know, they have such that kind of attitude. But we thank God for the Bible says for the older women to teach the younger women. Amen. I can remember when we were when we would minister, amen, and you would open up for us, you would teach those young people how to respect. You taught them how to respect their leader. And you would always say, respect, pastor, you know, or you don't talk to her like that, or that's not the way that it should go. So we just thank God. And those 12 years that we were apart, it was like, every so often I would come back to Detroit, and every few months, and I would ask,
where is Minister Fuqua? Nobody could tell me. Even one said that you was dead. So we thought that we had lost Mother, you know, and I would think about it and say, Lord, I miss Mother Fuqua. And then that day, oh, my God, when your son, hallelujah, glory to God, when your son texted me on Facebook, hallelujah, and say, this is Morris, Minister Fuqua's son. Can you call her? Mother, I wish you could have seen me. I said, yes, I can call her, yes. And we've been walking, and I've seen you still sharing, and we have been giving food, amen, to other, the homeless and sharing what we have with other people. And I don't know if you remember this, but Mother, remember when we would, after service, we would cook sandwiches? And we would go downtown, amen, and we would pass out food to the homeless.
I remember.
Amen. Glory be. Glory be to God.
Sandwiches and bottles of water.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen. It was just a hot time in ministry, and we saw the lows in ministry. We saw how it looked like to me the enemy took me as low as I could go. You know, and I was like, I just can't take this. I just, marriage going south, the children were going crazy in the church, in the ministry. But I said, you know what, I always taught at the church, and I said that the Bible say any man that take hold to the gospel plow and look back, they're not fit for the kingdom. So I knew that I would always have opportunity to preach. I knew that I would have opportunity to teach, you know, but it ain't nothing like having your own babies, you know. And, I remember our babies. I remember those that came. Some came and some went. But glory be to God, we still had good times, amen. But it's going to always be ups and downs in ministry. It's going to always be, you know, times when you feel like you want to give up and it's not worth it and you're not doing anything. But the Lord never stopped. He never stopped. Amen. Go ahead.
When I come up, I've been in a lot of churches, I was always shy. But how I knew we were supposed to be together. Every time I got up to speak, God would put words in my mouth. I never knew what I was going to say, but he always put the words there.
Amen.
He said, if you go and do my work, just open up your mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
I'll speak.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he showed me that
thank you.
He's a man that's not a man that
he lied. Should lie. Yes, sir.
He showed me.
Hallelujah.
That I could do his work.
Yeah.
I said, I can't get up in front of nobody and talk. He said, yes, you can.
Amen.
Just get up there. I'll do the work.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he did. He did. He told us that. And Mother, I can attest to that. There's times like earlier today when I have notes, you know, and I'd be wanting to give the people what God give me because it just looks like to me it's all good. And there's times where the notes wouldn't work for you, you know, or the notes is not available or something happened. You know, you got to try to, we don't ad-lib, but that's what we call it. You have to try to ad-lib, you know, but it'd be the Holy Ghost. And I, too, have gotten up at times and preached and words came out that I said, oh, okay, that I ain't even never heard that word, you know, and you look the word up and you see that it was God. I can remember one time I was praying and I was asking God who was in the church, in our church at that time. We was right here on Gratiot, excuse me, and God said, relentless, a relentless spirit. And I had never looked up relentless or heard the word relentless, but when I looked it up, God gave me the definition, and I understood. Then I understood what to pray for. So I just thank God. Amen. We almost out of time. We got, like, I think about 15 more minutes or so. But we want to bless God for the opportunity to go forth now. We're going forth through even further. And, again, as you were thanking Dr. Vaughn, I'd like to thank him as well, because what is happening now is we're going not just nationally but internationally. So our testimony and our stand for God and our, you know, holding on by faith, even when it looked like there was no way out, even when it looked like it's over, because I truly thought it was over.
made some bad mistakes, made some bad decisions, you know, but by the same token, even though you might think it's over, God spoke the other day, and this is, you know, a saying in the world, but God spoke the other day to my spirit, what God started, he's going to finish. Amen. And I look forward to the finish. Amen. So we're on another level now. We're on another plateau now, you know. And it might seem like we want to be in the brick and the mortar, but it's about reaching souls. And we can reach more souls, amen, through social media now than we could reach in the building. Brother, sometimes, you know, it was just two or three of us. Amen. But we kept on going. Amen. Oh. Then we saw, you know, God add a little more and look like they would. But amen. It was good. It was a good time. It was a good experience. Amen. I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. And you talk about our babies all the time. Amen. And we still love them. We're still praying for them. We still believing that what we poured in them, amen, they'll pick up the baton and they'll run with it. Amen. And they'll tell others about, not about us, but about the goodness of God. They'll tell, praise God, that the word of God standeth sure forever and it does not fail.
Amen. Amen. God is good all the time.
Yeah.
The phone is going to ring. They're going to want the telephone number.
Nah.
Pastor Miles, I love to see you.
Amen.
Turn that door open. The Holy Spirit was there.
Amen.
It might not have been but a few of us, but God was always in the midst.
Amen.
And there was always a message.
Thank you.
Just like today, we're still talking about love.
Yes.
Love for one another.
Yes.
Love kept us strong while we were apart.
Yes.
We never forgot each other.
Amen. Amen.
And he put us back together.
Yes.
You can like the marriage. You said, well, God has put together.
Let no man.
Oh, so now.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And we're going higher.
Higher. Hey, God.
We're going to glorify God's name.
Yes.
Keep on lifting him up.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Well, we want you to know that we love you. I'm not sure if we have anybody on the line, amen, that may want to ask a question or have a comment, amen. Feel free, amen. Brother Kevin will let us know if anybody is on the line. If no one is on the line, amen, that's okay, amen, because we know that God's word has gone out and it will not return void. And I want to say to those today who may be in the pastorate, who may be struggling, you know, who may see the fruit, who may, praise God, feel like it's all over. Listen, hold on and don't you dare let go. Because I'm telling you, the sweetness of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, it will rest. It will rule. It will abide in you and with you. And God will put people in your life that he will have to open doors for you, and you will reach people that you will never know. I like that song that the wine and sing, or you know, they used to sing, they said that you'll never know the life that you have reached, but in the end, praise God, a record he do keep. Amen. So I just praise God. I may not never know who life I touch. I may not never know who life I might not even know who praying for me, because people are praying for you and you don't even know. Amen. So I thank God that Mother, your favorite song, somebody pray for me.
Yes. Help me on
their
mind.
Yes. Took your time. Hey, and pray for me.
And
hallelujah.
I'm so glad they prayed.
Yes,
me.
Sir. Hallelujah. Praise
and we
God.
All stand in need of prayer today.
Yes, God. Amen. All over the world. We stand in need. We're going through the same hurt. We're going through the same pain. Let me tell you something. It might not be my son today. Amen. But we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Amen. It might not be my daughter. I have a sweet daughter. Thank God for her. We bump heads, but hey, I guess they tell me that's what mother and daughter do.
Glory be to God. But I thank God for her life. Amen. I thank God for my granddaughters who are growing up now. Mother, you remember when they were babies.
Yes.
Amen. Kayla is 19 now. DJ, 18 now. You know, so to God be the glory. When they were little video things. Amen.
And I'm 82 now.
And she 82 years old. Let's give her a hand. Hallelujah. 82 years old. Amen. I'm looking forward. Amen. I think, glory to God. I've been thinking, Mother, about just turning 65 again. And I said to the Lord, I said, God, I got 3 more years, not to live, but 3 more years before I be 65. And I said, God, I want to be able in those next 3 years to do something greater than what I've done. I want to be able to touch more lives. I want to be a better person. I want to have better care. You know, I just want to see works. Not that we're saved by works. We don't get that confused. We're not saved by works. Amen. Glory be to God. But you, another song you love, Mother, is "May the Works I've Done Be for Me." Amen. Glory be to God. So while if we resting in our grave, amen. I love that song too. It says, "Nothing more can be said. May the works I've done, but those works won't get me into heaven." But the Bible says we are God's workmanship, created unto God for righteousness. Amen.
And
so
God gets the glory.
And God gets all of the glory. Hey,
the work we have done.
Yes. Amen.
Not for our glory.
Not for our glory.
For God.
But for God's glory. Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I've had a good time. Amen. Being with my mother and the Lord. Amen. Minister Fuqua, who have just been a mother in Zion. And we thank God for her life. She has 2 sons as well. Or is it 3?
I had 3. One.
One passed. Amen. So we have, and we went through that together. Amen. And God gave you strength. I saw you be a strong woman, and you stood in the midst of that. Amen. We used to go and pray for him at the hospital. I remember that. Amen. So we just thank God that you've been cherished as a mother. And mothers are special to God. So I want to say to mothers out there, you are so special to God. Amen. You brought, you bring forth. Real quick, when Eve sinned, amen, the Bible says that God punished her because what she did was a very wicked thing. It was very evil. So God gave her a chance to redeem herself by being able to have children. That's why Paul says that women will be saved in childbirth. What he's saying is because that woman in the garden, Eve, messed up so bad and usurped authority over her husband and all that, he said, I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself by bringing forth. Now you can bring forth both man and women. And what you do is you teach them. You teach that boy, you teach that girl the love of God. You teach them how to walk humbly before the Most High God. You train them up. What if they train them up in the way that they should go? And when they get old, they won't depart from it. You now, so women, we have a great, awesome, magnificent role. Them do nothing. Because sometimes they rebel. But one thing we can do is point them in the right direction.
Amen.
And that pleases the Father. That brings glory to God. So we're just going to end with a word of prayer. Mother, would you like to end us out in prayer? And then we're going to get off, and we'll see you the next 3rd Saturday in November. Amen. Mother's going to close us out in prayer.
Most holy and everlasting Father, we come before you as humble as we know how. Thanking you, Father, for this time with you to lift up your holy name. To thank you that we reached out and touched each other, ministers around the world. This is the time, dear God, we know that we have to stand up and be counted because there is so much wickedness in this world. We like to pray for all those that's going through this virus,
yes,
all those that have lost loved ones,
yes,
all those that are suffering. Know that God never leaves you or forsake you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if he decides, whatever his will is for our life, our loved ones, if they took him as their Savior, that they're in a better place. They're no longer suffering. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears. We ask God to go with all our children to bless them and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and demons. We ask you, dear God, to bless everybody around this world, because we're all going through this thing together.
Yes,
dear God, look down on us with your loving, tender mercy. God, lead us and guide us. In thy holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going to leave you with a poem that I wrote. Amen. Now, Brother Kevin, you can let me know. I got 12:57, but it says I've been on here an hour and 1 minute.
Yeah, you're good. You're good, Minister. Keep going. Keep going.
Okay. Amen. All right. We're going to leave you with this poem. It says, "Oh, the wonders of God. Audrey smiles. Love only one God. And God is not divided, for he is one. One God, one Father, one Lord. Oh, the oneness of our God, for he is almighty. There is none else, for he alone is majestic or majesty. The oneness of our God, for he is not divided in power, might, or strength. The oneness of our God. Until next third Saturday, you be blessed. We love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Miles. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Mind of God Ministries with the awesome Minister Jerice Miles and her wonderful guest today, and we thank you so much for joining us. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you can follow Sister Jerice on Facebook as well. Go to Facebook, Jerice, that's J-A-R-I-C-E, Miles, on Facebook as well on the ministry. So we thank you so much for that as well. And as she mentioned earlier, she'll be with you every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 1 p.m., as the Lord blesses us in Jesus' mighty name. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for joining us. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for this powerful program today with Minister Jerice. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next time. This has been Mind of Ministries with Jerice Miles. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about you today, and we thank God for your wonderful time, and we thank God for your wonderful ministry as well for those all across the globe. And we do pray, and we leave you with this: always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. God bless.